Welcome to the Onion Project Podcast, a podcast that brings the latest onion research and development and marketing projects to light. Each episode, we'll talk with leading growers, consultants and researchers out in the field on levy-funded research and marketing that is driving the Australian onion industry forward. This podcast is being brought to you by Hort Innovation, using onion industry levies and funds by the Australian government, and is hosted by Coxinil Dentsu. Today, we'll be talking about the levy-funded Onion Industry Hort Masterclass, as we catch up with Michael Sims, academic lead at the University of Tasmania, to talk about the program and opportunities it brings to staff and the broader industry. Applications remain open for the 2022 mid-year intake of the Graduate Diploma in Agribusiness Masterclass in Horticultural Business. The Hort Masterclass is a professional development program for those looking to accelerate their careers within the onion industry. The scholarship initiative has been developed as part of the Hort Frontiers Leadership Fund and looks to equip participants with the knowledge and tools to boost performance and culture. Here to talk with us about the program is Michael Sims, academic lead at the University of Tasmania. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. So I guess we'll start off with, please tell us a bit about yourself, your role at the University of Tasmania, and how long you've been involved in the program.
Well, look, the program itself was started in 2017, and I've been in higher education for over 10 to 15 years. So the opportunity came for me to join the program as part of the curriculum design and getting materials ready for students. And that was a perfect fit for me because I come from a track record of working with industry to develop training that is appropriate and helps achieve the outcomes. So as the academic lead, really, I coordinate the course. So I help with the marketing of it and the design. So making sure the assessments are right, the timing is correct, and things of that nature. And really, I like the fact that, although I come from a business background, the agribusiness side of things and horticulture in particular have really embraced my alternative viewpoints and, I guess, ways of trying to develop the sector as a whole.
Great. So as the January program is already underway, can you advise about what's been going on, what this year's intake is focusing on, and are there any key themes from this year?
Well, look, I guess one of the things that stands out is that although there are many entry pathways into the masterclass, what we're finding is that 5 years of industry experience seems to be the one that most people are coming in under. And from that 5 years of experience, they've had time to kind of set themselves up in the sector and see where they want to go with their careers. So some of the themes that seem to be coming up on a regular basis are things like succession planning. Do they want to take over a family business or organization, or do they not? And what's the best way to do that for all parties involved? There are classic situations like labor shortages that everyone seems to be coming up against, high input costs, and we've even had a few students affected by flooding. So, just making sure that, they're tackling the problems that they're facing at the moment to try and come up with solutions for that.
Yeah, I can see that being incredibly critical this year. And also this year, there's an Onion Scholarship available. Can you run us through how this scholarship is awarded and what the recipient receives?
Well, the Strategic Investment Panel has put forward the opportunity for an Onion Scholarship. And really, students must be from a levy-paying organization. So it's obviously funds from that levy to help it grow. And what this covers is the HEX component of this Commonwealth-supported place. So what that means is that roughly the $5,000 that it would be from the participant is covered by this, and students have 2 years to complete the masterclass if they do take up the scholarship. And look, there are certain requirements of the scholarship, and they're pretty basic. One is that people can demonstrate that they are committed to the industry and seeing it grow. So if they are awarded the scholarship, what will that help them achieve and how will that benefit the sector overall? And last but not least, there are some requirements in terms of reporting back to the industry on your education. So that might be in the form of an interview or even a case study in which that then goes out in maybe a newsletter or something along those lines. So really, I think, you know, one of the outcomes is extension in terms of the strategic investment panel's decision. And this fits in quite nicely with that.
And what are some of the key learning modules you'll cover in the course?
Some of the key learning modules are things like leadership, people, and culture. And that's understanding not only yourself and your leadership style, but also understanding the team that is around you. And one of the things that we really find interesting is that people come from varying size organizations or businesses. And so therefore, some might be larger, more corporatized situations, but also being able to have that nuanced approach when you're dealing with maybe a family organization. So you can imagine what, you know, leadership and culture might be like in one scenario, but being able to tailor that to a student-specific situation, like a family situation, is one that is warranted. Other units that are covered are things like agribusiness financial management. This is where students have a real opportunity to look on the return on investment. Is it worth purchasing a piece of equipment, another farm? What's the economies of scales necessary to try and achieve the outcomes that they would like to achieve? Students work with budgets, for example, and often we try and get budgets from the actual organizations rather than just working on case studies, so it's applicable to the situations that they are in. And ultimately, this all kind of comes down to developing a business plan, which helps people manage risk. You know, there's plenty of it out there, but understanding what their appetite is for it and how to best manage that are some of the things that are woven throughout the whole curriculum.
Yes, you just raised that a key outcome of this course is developing a business plan. Can you talk us through some of the plans that students have completed in the past and what their key goals and objectives were?
Look, we've had a student, Camilla Campos, who was from vegetables, and which she was selling seeds to farmers. And she kind of saw the potential to reduce their wastage when she noticed that some of the larger chains wouldn't take odd kind of shaped vegetables. And so what she did was she started up a small business where she bought this odd produce and packed them into veggie boxes and then distributed them. So kind of seeing where the wastage was and a business opportunity for herself, you know, Camilla was able to capitalize on that. Another student, Tom Forrest, was looking at medicinal cannabis and was able to receive a $13 million grant from the New Zealand government for the development of a blueprint for the industry. So once again, another really, really well-timed project. And we had another student where she was dealing with a national retailer, a pretty large organization, and wanted to know how she could best manage that particular relationship. And in her project, she realized that the economies of scale she needed to achieve to make it worthwhile still pursuing that line of business. So once again, being able to develop a business plan in which she was able to purchase equipment from the Netherlands and then go through and actually put that into practice. We currently have one student from South Australia who is in the onion sector and once again is looking at how does he manage the challenges that they have right now, which is, you know, production has been fairly stable, but there's been a pretty good farm gate price. And so with this kind of excess income, there's an opportunity to invest it somewhere in his farm. And so therefore, he's looking at different options to maximize that investment.
Wow, there's some incredible results with some real life outcomes. Shows just how important this can be. The masterclass also offers optional farm walks and site visits, giving students a chance to network with like-minded agribusiness professionals across different industries. Michael, can you provide any examples of how this has helped students look outside of their own industry to find solutions to shared challenges?
Well, look, you know, I'll probably tell you a little bit about the farm walks. where they traditionally occur three times a year at the start, middle, and end. And we visited places like New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland, and Taz. And in that opportunity, the lecturers and the students work together. So looking at the theory that they've been practicing or talking about and actually seeing it in place. So it gives you that kind of hands-on or more pragmatic approach. So what they've come up with in the past is, let's say, for example, there's probably a close relationship between growing poppies and the medicinal cannabis kind of area. So the supply chain and logistics that are associated with that, and public perception of both products. And so students who have been able to liaise with one another and kind of cross-pollinate ideas have been really worthwhile. The other opportunities are things like seeing soil sensors and testing to reduce the use of fertilizers is also a big concern right now. So it's the opportunity to really get out there on farm, see what it is, and also get some industry feedback from people who have skin in the game. So alumni members will often come along and listen to the presentations. And although I can critique it from, I guess, my business perspective and my academic background, having people who really know what a bank is going to ask you when you're asking for money, or, you know, what this government department is going to really ask if you get involved with it, or what's it really like working with a large national retailer, you know, will give you that insight to help you make better decisions.
You previously shared how Camilla and Tom were able to develop their business ideas and get that funding. How important are career development opportunities like the Horse Masterclass to growth and innovation within the horticultural sector?
Well, I guess there's a couple of areas. One is that leadership and people and culture unit that I talked about before. So understanding the leadership that is necessary and understanding the current context. So looking at the strategic investment panel's kind of report and where they think the sector is going, and then looking for opportunities within that. Now, whether that be in their existing businesses, or they might be looking at having lots of ideas, but the idea to hone those ideas within a think tank around people who are like-minded and supporting you is a tremendous opportunity for growth and innovation within the actual sector. The other thing that we like to look at is agribusiness innovation and entrepreneurship. And that's just looking at, you know, what are the latest trends overall, and knowing where those trends are, how do we leverage that for our benefit? And I think one of the things that also stands out for me is that within that strategic investment panel's kind of decisions, outcome number three, extension and capability, is why the Onion sector has decided to invest within this program, is that giving people the tools, as you mentioned before, and their industry experience. And as I said before, most people are coming in with 5 years of industry experience, so they already know their pain points and they already have ideas of where they think they can go. But like I said before, being able to hone those and grow them is a tremendous part of this whole program.
Finally, applications are now open for the mid-2022 intake. What would be your advice for industry, and where can they go to find out more information?
Look, my suggestion is that just have a go. The Onion industry has provided these generous scholarships, so there's not really much to lose. And it's designed for people who are looking for developing themselves and the skills that are necessary to lead in this current environment. Just to remind listeners, applications close on Monday, the 13th of June, 2022 for the mid-year intake. And the next intake after that will be January, 2023. For more information on this course or anything else about the professional development that we're offering, you can find that at, if you put in your web browser, UTAS S6E, will come up as the course page there. Or you can email course.info@utas.edu.au. So thank you very much for this opportunity.
No worries. Thank you so much for joining us, Michael. Appreciate your time. That's it for today's episode. If you missed anything or you want to check out our other episodes, head to onionsaustralia.org.au/news/updates/podcasts.